Good evening. In the news tonight, President Barack Obama says he won't put troops on the ground in the Middle East to fight the Islamic State group. French President François Hollande seeks to extend a state of emergency after the Paris attacks Friday night. Green Party presumptive presidential candidate Jill Stein discusses the root causes of the attacks. With these and other stories in New York, I'm Linda Perry, and this is some of the news for Monday, November 16, 2015. Today, members of a joint session of Parliament in France at the Palais de Versailles stood and sang the French national anthem. This was in response to a speech by French President François Hollande after the three Paris attacks, which killed 129 and injured 350 in Paris on Friday night. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Hollande said victims were of 19 different nationalities. He said France is determined to combat terrorism.
Terrorisme ne détruira pas la République, car c'est la République qui le détruira. Vive la République et vive la France.
Hollande said terrorists won't destroy the French Republic. The Republic will destroy the terrorists. The French Interior Minister said French police carried out nearly 170 searches and arrested 23 people believed to be members of a sleeper cell behind the attacks in Paris. French police placed more than 100 people under house arrest. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said a Kalashnikov and other weapons were recovered during the raids. Sunday night, France launched airstrikes on Raqqa, which the Islamic State group has been using as its capital in Syria. It's located on the north bank of the Euphrates River. The French Ministry of Defense says they destroyed a jihadi training camp and a munitions dump. Iraqi intelligence says that's where Friday's attack on Paris was planned. Jets were launched from sites in Jordan and the Persian Gulf in coordination with U.S. forces. An ISIS-affiliated website confirmed the strikes on the center of the city. It published photographs purportedly showing victims, including two of young boys, suggesting they were civilians. The French president said he will meet with U.S. and Russian leaders to discuss pooling their efforts to destroy the Islamic State group.
It's best that we shoot first and aim later. It's important for us to get the strategy right, and the strategy that we are pursuing is the right one.
President Barack Obama, after the G20 Economic Summit in Turkey today, said he is confident that the strategy the U.S. is using is working. He said the use of military force in the Middle East would be a mistake.
We have the finest military in the world, and we have the finest military minds in the world. And I've been meeting with them intensively for years now, discussing these various options, and it is not just my view, but the view of my closest military and civilian advisors, that that would be a mistake. Not because our military could not march into Mosul or Raqqa or Ramadi and temporarily clear out ISIL, but because we would see a repetition of what we've seen before, which is if you do not have local populations that are committed to inclusive governance and who are pushing back against ideological extremes, that they resurface, unless we're prepared to have a permanent occupation of these countries.
If only he would carry that to its logical conclusion.
Green Party presumptive presidential nominee Jill Stein said it is not only not putting troops on the ground, but special ops forces in Syria right now, and the bombings and the drone attacks, which need to stop.
As long as the air war continues, we are pouring gasoline on this fire. ISIS is part of a whole series of terrorist developments that goes back long before ISIS to Al-Qaeda. And to the Taliban, we have been arming, we have been financing, and in many cases, we have been training the very forces that come back to bite us. This is a cycle of violence that must stop. It is now not only coming back to the shores of the West. This also poses an incredible risk of a nuclear transition, in that if we are fighting over the heirs of Syria in a position that stands to confront the Russians or develop an incident, whether by mistake or by design with the Russians, this is extremely dangerous territory right now. The U.S. could be playing a far more productive role. Right now, we are kind of, we've been the bully in the China shop.
On the sidelines of the G20 Economic Summit in Turkey on Sunday, President Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed Syria's civil war. The U.S. said Obama and Putin agreed that Syria needs a political transition led by Syrians, preceded by negotiations mediated by the U.N. and a ceasefire. Stein says what's needed is cooperation between the U.S. and Russia.
We are supplying 80% of the arms to all sides. We initiate that arms embargo, and we work with the Russians, with whom we have been squandering all sorts of opportunities for collaboration on this for many years. Russia had offered as far back, I believe, as 2012 to engage in peace talks, including the potential to basically move Assad out of office. They have put out olive branches for many years here around Syria. So it's a good sign that Obama finally had a conversation with President Putin at the G20 talks where they discuss it, because Russia has been offering an olive branch on Syria for quite some time. So we need to work with Russia and include them in a weapons embargo, because between the two of us, we can shut down most of the weapons supply on all sides, and not only pull the rug out from under the power of ISIS, but the Syrian conflict, as well as the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere. We have the power to do that.
Some point out that when attacks like the one in Paris are in non-Western countries, they don't get the same amount of attention. For instance, in April, at least 147 people, mostly students, were killed in an assault by al-Shabaab militants, this on a university in northeastern Kenya. Witnesses say the militants singled out Christians and shot them. Al-Shabaab says it attacked the university because it is at war with Kenya. And more recently, just a day before the Paris attacks, there was a twin suicide bombing which occurred in Beirut. It killed at least 43 and injured at least 239. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. 2 weeks earlier, the group reportedly claimed responsibility for the downing of a Russian passenger jet over Egypt's Sinai. It killed 270 passengers aboard. Since September, the group has also claimed responsibility for terrorist actions in Saudi Arabia, Bangladesh, and Yemen. Meanwhile, in the aftermath of the Paris attacks, people all over the world and belonging to all faiths have reiterated that the blame for growing international conflict cannot be put on Muslims, cannot be put on people belonging to the Islamic faith, or on refugees. President Obama:
the values that we are defending, the values that we're fighting against ISIL for, are precisely that we don't discriminate against people because of their faith. We don't kill people because they're different than us. That's what separates us from them. And we don't feed that kind of notion that somehow Christians and Muslims are at war. And if we want to be successful defeating ISIL, that's a good place to start, by not promoting that kind of ideology, that kind of attitude.
Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein:
you know, we need to go back to the driving forces here, which are creating this refugee crisis. This refugee crisis is something like 60 million refugees who are on the move now, fleeing war and poverty. The U.S. has had a major dominating role in creating this refugee crisis. We need to get down to the business of, reforming our foreign policy so that it is based on international law, human rights, and diplomacy, and stop creating this refugee crisis to start with. But to blame this crisis on the refugees is really, I think, it's an exercise in Islamophobia, and that would be entirely wrongheaded and unjust.
Meanwhile, in the aftermath of the Paris attacks, New York City has beefed up security, with the NYPD adding hundreds of additional personnel to its counterterrorism efforts. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.